Good morning. This is Dr. Keith Leonard with Doc Leonard's Pet Pointers. Today we're going to talk about finding a pet for your family. Mostly we're going to talk about dogs and cats, but we may get something in here towards the end. I think one of the first questions that you have to ask yourself if you're going to get a pet is, what is your life like? Where do you live? Do you live in an apartment? Do you live in a house? Is the house rented? Do you have a yard? Do you have a fenced-in yard? Are you by a busy road? Or are you out in the country? All of those things make a factor in what type of pet you want to get. The other thing that you want to think about is, how old are you and your family? If you're elderly, kind of like me, you have to worry about tripping over that cat that's under your feet or the bowls that are next to the sink. What about going outside in the wintertime? Are you able to get outside on the slick surfaces and walk your dog? And are you strong enough to control a big dog? Those are things that you need to think about when you get a little older. When you're middle-aged and you're both working outside the home, kids are at school, full of activities, lots of homework, kids are going off to school, you're going off to work, the pet gets left at home all day. So maybe you need to think about what kind of dog or cat you want if that's your lifestyle. Young families usually have small children. Small children are more likely to get worms from pets than any other group. We call them hand-to-mouthers, those 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds that haven't learned yet they need to wash their hands after they play with the dog. It's a lot easier for them to get scratched and bitten, too, because the dogs and the cats are on the same level as the kids when they're crawling around on the floor. What about if you're a single adult? Do you have enough time to be with your pets? You're going to be moving often. What does that have to do with your pet? Changing your lifestyle as you get a little bit older and get into that young family stage. So when you get a pet, there's a lot of things for you to think about. So which pet is right for you? The pets that you see in the movies and the ads on TV, remember, those pets are professionally trained animals. So the breed that you see on there that's so cute, that talks about the tacos or whatever, may not be the same one that you find when you go out to look for one. Remember, training is extremely important. Well, what about hunting and herding dogs? If you're interested in a hunting or herding dog, remember that those dogs require a tremendous amount of exercise. They also need to have specialized training. And the bigger the dog, the bigger the costs. Don't ever forget that. What about getting a puppy versus an adult dog? Well, with puppies, you have to deal with housebreaking, teething, chewing on everything, and of course, the training. Now, sometimes when you get an adult dog, they may be housebroken and the teeth may all be in, but you may have to retrain a dog. Old dogs can learn new tricks, but it takes some time and patience on your part. So the kind of dog you get, whether it's a young one or an old one, may be determined by that. Where do you get a dog? Lots of places. Private breeder. A friend. Free from that box downtown. The shelter. Pet shops. One thing I always want you to remember when you get a dog, the initial cost of the pet is not important. What's going to be important are what you're going to spend the next 10 to 15 years. Remember that the so-called designer breeds are in fact crossbred dogs. They are not purebreds in any manner, shape, or form. And we used to call those crossbreeds mutts. They have some good traits, but they also have some bad traits. And you want to make sure that you know exactly what that crossbred designer dog is going to do for you. What about cats? Well, you've got long-haired cats and you've got short-haired cats. You have cats, you have to decide whether you want to declaw them or not declaw them. If you want to get into that discussion, please come and talk to me because I just want you to know exactly what a declaw is before you make the decision. So call me before you decide. All pets, every pet, should be trained. They also should be neutered or spayed unless you're going to be using them for breeding. Now, if you have a breeding program, that's fine. But if not, there is not one reason that you shouldn't have your dog neutered or spayed. Guys, that means the dogs need to be castrated. One more thing about things other than dogs and cats, and that's turtles. Those of you who want to get a turtle, remember, turtles are the highest carrier of salmonella of all the pets we see in homes. So if you have small children, turtles are not your answer. This has been Dr. Leonard. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center. Call us anytime at 243-2121 to have your questions answered. And we hope you learned something from our pet pointers today. See you next week.